For example, something like customer service. People might wonder, what does that have to do with police? Customer service, psychology, sociology. But if you have an understanding of human thinking, how humans interact, it will help you to better deal with the public when they come to you for a service. So these, we don't just concentrate on police duty subjects. The things that we know, the drill and aspects of law and the court procedures and all of these things. But we have to deal with this part because every day we come into contact with human beings. And if we don't deal with the public properly, we create more of a problem than a solution. So we try to teach our recruits, give them a holistic view of policing, stay out of trouble, be a morally upstanding citizen. You should be a person that anybody in the community would speak well of. Mind you, not everybody would like you, but they should be able to respect you as a human being, as somebody worthy enough to be a member of the constabulary. Be somebody who is healthy. It's important, your health, that you'll be able to perform your duties. So we are encouraging our young people, get yourself active, physically enable yourself. Don't have any convictions to your name for any criminal offenses. And hopefully, if you keep trying, you would become successful. Apart, of course, from all the other qualifications that you'll have to have, those moral ones are key to being a good police officer.